Here it's Rachel again. We're back at the MFest 2022, day two from downtown Phoenix. So I have Weston, a gentleman, sitting with me, and I will have him introduce himself, and we will chat a little bit.
Okay. Hi, I'm Paul Weston Eden from Colorado in the United States of America. I'm a pastor, a volunteer pastor, and I'm familiar with your organization more now that I'm at TPUSA, but actually I've been connected with you, many of you, on on Getter, and I didn't even know it until today, so I'm happy to be here.
That's awesome. So you stopped at the booth, you came yesterday, and you stopped again today.
Correct.
Okay, so what bring you back the second time?
I have a real passion for freedom. I have a passion for the underground church in China, for the underground church really all over the world. And so when I first came in, they're handing out pamphlets about what you're doing, and I got a chance to visit with some people. And after my visit, I got a chance to pray for you guys and everything that's going on in your country. So freedom is the same all over the world. We have different ways that we have to go about gaining our freedom back, but what you're dealing with in China, I understand the severity of it. It's very severe. What we're dealing with in the United States of America, believe it or not, for many of you in China, we have a crisis in America today about freedom too. We're on the precipice of losing our freedom as well. So we have to fight for our freedom as well. So we're all in this together, and most of you, maybe a lot of you, know that this movement is not just going on in China and in America. We see this freedom movement going on in Brazil. We see it going on in Italy. We see it going on in Canada. We see it now even going on in the Netherlands, because the farmers may lose their property to tyrants. And so we're all dealing with this evil of tyranny around the world.
Yes. And particularly, I think a lot of what you see, those evil in expansion mode, and the root cause is really going back to the evil Chinese Communist Party. Okay, so I think what you mentioned about the underground Christian church. So in China, there's no freedom, no religious freedom, right? Like your First Amendment rights, right? So so what do you think the Chinese people can do if we have that freedom?
If you gain your freedom?
Yeah, if we have the freedom to, like, the First Amendment rights like you have, what would happen to Chinese people?
Well, let me just tell you it this way. If the Lord God grants you the grace of gaining your freedom back, I can just say to you, you better maintain it, because freedom isn't free. You can't just, it doesn't just happen and you stay there. We made this mistake in the United States. Never make the same mistake we did when we were a free country, but we got lazy and didn't maintain our freedom, and now we're here today trying as hard as we can, a small number of us, to save our nation. So I will pray for China that you guys gain your freedom, but also remember this: for the Chinese underground church, for the Christians, your main freedom is in Christ. That is your main freedom that you have in Jesus Christ. No one can take that away. But be in constant vigilant prayer that God would give you what you need to be strong and be faithful and continue this fight.
Yeah. So for many Chinese people, they never taste freedom. But if you look at Taiwan, if you look at Hong Kong, you know, those are the Chinese descendants, right? But they live in a free and open society. And look at how prosperous the prosperities that they bring to their own land they call home. Like, look at Taiwan, look at Hong Kong, right? So that's why our mission is taking down the evil Chinese Communist Party. So when you hear that this is the mission that we do, what's your reaction to that? Because we're fighting with the most powerful dictatorship on earth.
Okay. I just listened to a beautiful speech by Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake is a woman who ran for governor in this state that we're in right now, of Arizona. She ran for governor and she lost. She lost the vote, but we all know, that vote wasn't a fair vote. But one thing that Carrie said that I'll pass on to you, it's written in our Constitution that of freedom as we the people. You should never forget about we the people. We the people have the power. The communists and the tyrants want you to believe that you don't have power, that they're the power. They're afraid of you more than you think they are. They're afraid of people who band together for what is true and what is right. Truth is more powerful than anything. It's more powerful than a tyrant. It's more powerful than their evil deeds. So always fight for truth and always fight for we the people.
That's well said. So I share with you some disturbing things that are happening right now in the United States. We are the bunch of the Chinese dissidents. We fled China and we came to United States or Canada or any democratic societies looking for safety because we speak against the Chinese Communist Party. We thought we were safe, but until that we realized there's a lot of Chinese agents on the ground. They're actually working for the interest of the Chinese Communist Party rather than their home country.
Yes.
Okay, so how do we solve the problem? What's your thoughts on that?
In directly in regard to the Chinese?
Yeah, how do we root them out? These are secret agents. We don't know. Like the law firms, I told you, right? Those are top 100 law firms, and they're doing the bids of the CCP and trying to suppress us from speaking truth against power.
Right.
So as American citizen, as a pastor in your capacity, right, what would you think the solution will be?
Okay, well, first, coming from a pastor's heart, the first solution is be vigilant. Okay, you cannot, we talked about this earlier, that I want to pass on to you guys. There is no such thing as a neutral zone. There's no neutral zone in spiritual warfare. You can't be a Switzerland. Either you're fighting for righteousness and truth and what is right, or you're going to go toward evil. There is no in between there. If you're apathetic, if you're complacent, you're going toward evil. Freedom isn't free. You have to fight for freedom. I would say to those in the United States who are here, like from China, and I know there are other people who have fled to the U.S. for freedom, you help us get the right people elected. Help us get the people elected who care about our Constitution. If you're in the United States, fight for the United States Constitution, because we want to help. Those of us who believe in freedom want to help the Chinese. Mm-hmm. We want to help those in Canada. We want to help those in Brazil. Mm-hmm. But if we lose our freedom, you don't have freedom. You don't have freedom to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're here in America from China, as much as you want to fight against the CCP, you should do that. Mm-hmm. But you should also fight here because this is your homeland now. This is your homeland now. You've got to fight that we keep this country free, or we can't help the other countries.
Yeah. We are actually fighting. We're using the same weapon. Yes, we're using the same weapon the law firm is using, because they're using American justice system, the rule of law, to attacking us. So we're fighting back with the same thing that they're using. But in terms of American government, putting the right person in the right seats, but in terms of finding out those system loopholes, these American citizens who already in your government and doing the CCP bids, do you think the government should do anything to identify those people and hold those people accountable, or maybe just register them as a foreign agents? Because you have a law, it's called FARA, and a lot of people just not register, not identify who they're really working for. So what do you think, how do we solve those problems?
Well, here's the thing, we have a lot of laws that are on the books that are being not used.
Yeah.
A lot of laws. We always need more laws. No, we really don't. We have enough laws on the books probably that can solve these problems. The problem that the people we have in office don't obey those laws. We were talking about Eric Swalwell and lots of other
corruption. Compromised by the CCP.
Right. We have a compromised government. Okay, so it's not that we need more laws. We need the laws that we have to be. We need people to be brought to justice.
But the CCP has weaponized a lot of laws, like, say, Eric Swalwell, that he was compromised because the girl that the secret agents that sent by the Chinese Communist Party, right? Her name is Fang Fang. And we have a lot more of those in the United States. But then what does it... exactly. So how does the American government needs to do in terms of those big letter agencies? What do they need to do to actually combating that problem?
Well, okay, here's my answer to that. We've gone too far. We've gone so far now. Our government agencies are all corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. The CIA is corrupt. Our Congress is corrupt. We have a corrupt president. Sorry. All these things are corrupt. The only thing that fixes that are we the people. That's why these people are here at this weekend, these young people. We're fighting to get our Constitution protected. We have all the bills and laws that we need, but we the people need to stand up now at this point, because we need to throw these people out.
So I truly believe that this is grassroots, because you're changing tides. Because a lot of those agencies, I believe there's a lot more good people than evil people. The evil, just a few of them. But, you know, we have to change the tides. And I know you're heavily censored on Twitter, right? Yes. So you know what's censorship, what's like to not be able to speak the truth and to speak to the power. So there's a lot of people watching our live stream from mainland China. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to say to them to keep this fight? As part of the new federal state of China, we have 500 million members and supporters.
Well, first of all, that's amazing to me, the numbers there. What can I say? I'm proud of you guys. You know, I'm proud of what you guys are doing and the white paper, you know, the man who put the banner up over the bridge, and we've not seen him yet. So a lot of us here are aware of what you guys are dealing with and what you're going through. And you know, as a pastor, as a believer, as a Christian, I pray for you guys. I will pray for your victory. But my advice is to keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Eventually, this has to fall. But I do want to speak specifically to Christians. I want to speak specifically to people. You mentioned earlier that there's a lot of good people in government too. Okay, there are. So I'm speaking to the people who are Christians and the people who are good people who want to stop being apathetic. You have to stop being apathetic. You can't be complacent. I really want you to believe, like I do, that we are in a spiritual war. We are in a spiritual war. And evil, you cannot compromise with evil. Evil has to be defeated. Okay? You cannot compromise with evil. You cannot reform evil. You have to defeat evil.
That's right. You
have to eradicate evil. You cannot compromise with evil or be complacent. So,
no.
Why? Because it will kill you. It has no conscience. Evil has no conscience.
So now you know us. Now you know what we do. Okay, you talk to many of us. And as a pastor, I know you have to do sermon, mm-hmm. right? So what would you do when you go back to the church? What would you do differently knowing that we are existing right now?
I can tell you honestly, right now I wouldn't do anything differently than what I'm doing as a pastor, which is preaching the Word of God. Every week, we preach right out of the Bible. And the Bible has something to say about what's going on today. Now, so I would say to all other pastors, you need to get back to preaching the Word. Because every week there's something that comes up that you can share with your congregation, that you can share with your people about this.
Right. So you were shared the experience, right? You were shared this experience with whoever comes to your church. That's great.
I just shared something last week or 2 weeks ago in my sermon. Not about the CCP.
How my pastor does the sermon, he usually tells the story.
Right.
The things he run into, the experience.
I'll tell you a story right now. I just preached out of Acts chapter, I think it was 6, a couple of weeks ago. This is the chapter where Stephen, a young new believer, they elected Stephen to be the person who gets food distributed to the widows because they weren't getting enough food. So the apostles anointed Stephen to be one of the 7 people who's distributing this food. Just a role. He's just a man of God, a young Christian. Well, the powers that be didn't like that Stephen was going around doing all this and he was performing miracles. And well, guess what? So Stephen ends up getting stoned. If you know that story, Stephen gets stoned for going up against the powerful elite and the authorities who didn't like Jesus Christ. They didn't like this stuff being spread around. Well, pastors need to speak the truth.
That's right.
And so I use that as an example of, do you not think this is going on in our world today? This is going on in our world today, where you're getting banned from saying truth.
That's right.
Whether it's Christian truth about Christianity or there's just capital T truth about anything.
I think the voice of truth is too fainted. Yeah, because the evil CCP has suppressing actively, and they work with, you know, the tech oligarchs.
Right.
They work with the global media. You know, the money goes a long way, right? And there's a lot of things, you know, derived from greed.
Right.
So I think, you know, our time is pretty much up. So I want to leave the last comment to you. Is there anything else you want to say to the camera before we ending today? We call it off today because pretty much everybody left and just 2 of us. So thank you.
I would like to pray. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me do this and having this interview. I appreciate everything you all are doing. I have a high degree of respect for you, and I'm just going to pray. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you fill these warriors with energy and power. Fill them with grace and mercy. Help them believe that nothing is impossible with God. It's we the people. If you stick together, help them stay together in truth. Help them not be discouraged or go into despair. They will have moments of discouragement, but in the midst of that, help them keep looking to you. Keep looking to the King of all kings, and that is you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We will fight to the end.